1 minute recap. Today's daf was daf Pei Aleph, daf 81. We started at the bottom of 80B, and on the first part of the Amud Aleph, we're talking about the difference between kosher people versus non-kosher people. And there's a difference in the laws of Yichud. If there's kosher people, then we said that one woman with two men is allowed. For non-kosher people, even 10 men is not okay. Part number two of the daf, which we said, if a woman goes and does Yichud, goes in private with the man, and doesn't sleep with him, but goes in private, we said we would give Makat Mardut, a rabbinic lashes. But it was a machloket. Some say we don't because we don't want the people to say that our children are mamzerim. Part number three of the daf was the stories of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Akiva, who were making fun of these people who were fall to the Yetzirah. And then the Yetzirah appeared to them and they almost fell in it as well. And the last part of the daf, which was Amud Bet, was the story of Yechiya Bar Ashi, who would always pray that the Yetzirah wouldn't, Hashem would save him from the Yetzirah. And his wife heard this, so she pretended to be a prostitute. So he went and seemingly, presumably, doesn't say, but he was presumably with her. He came home, he put himself in an oven, she said, "What are you doing?" He says, "It was me." And he said, "No, but I intended to do bad." And so even when a person ends up doing something that's permitted, but since his intention was for bad, even that needs an atonement. So too, how much more so someone who intends to do bad and actually does the bad, obviously that would need an atonement. Have a great day, everyone.